愿大家平安。
May the peace be with you.
今天晚上跟大家来查考感恩这个题目。
This evening I would like to share with you the topics, which is Thanksgiving.
很多我们常常觉得很熟悉的题目，值得再一次很深入来思考。
It is a very popular topic, but I think it's worthy for us to rethink about this.Thanksgiving.
感恩一个最简单的了解方式就是我们从嘴里面常常感谢神的恩典。
Very commonly, we said, thank the Lord, or thank God.
但这是不是感恩的全部？
Does this, is this a complete Thanksgiving?
这是值得我们来想一个问题。
Therefore, we should meditate.In this topic.
那为什么要感恩？感恩又带给我们有什么属灵上的造就？
Why should we give thanks to the Lord? What would this edify us?
好，我们看路加福音十七章。
Let's refer to Luke chapter 17.
路加福音十七章的十一节。
Luke chapter 17, verse 11.
十七章十一节。
11 of chapter 17.
耶稣往耶路撒冷去，经过撒玛利亚和加利利。十二节。
12。
进入一个村庄，有十个长大麻风的迎面而来，远远的站着。十三节。
13。
高声说：“耶稣夫子，可怜我们吧。”十四节。
14。
耶稣看见，就对他们说：“你们去，把身体给祭司查看。”他们去的时候就洁净了。我们这几节圣经节看到有十个长大麻风的来找主耶稣。
In these four verses, we noticed that there were ten men, the ten men who were lepers.
向主耶稣说可怜我们吧。
And as Jesus have mercy on them.
确实长大麻风的人都会觉得自己很可怜。
Leprosy is very pitiful.
不但他的肉体渐渐烂掉了，而且他要跟家人隔离。
A leper not only suffering from the deterioration of the flesh, but they also have to isolate from the community.
也可以说没有家庭生活，没有婚姻生活，没有亲情的生活。
They lost their marital life and family life, and nobody even care about them.
所以这是一个非常可怜的病。
Leprosy is very pitiful.
那这十个求主耶稣医治他。
The ten men who were lepers came to see Jesus.
那照圣经的律法要去给祭司查看，然后证明他洁净了、献祭了，就可以回家。
According to the law, if they were cleansed, after they were cleansed, they had to show the body to the priest before they could return home.
结果他们要去给祭司查看的时候就洁净了。
And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed.
所以对这个十个长大麻风人来讲，他们得到的恩典就是麻风得洁净。
To these ten lepers, they were cleansed.Or they were healed.
今天我们来想我们信主以后得到最大的恩典是什么？
So what is the greatest blessing we receive from the Lord after our water baptism?
我们教会常常有见证会。
Periodically, we have testimonial section.
确实有很多的见证，很感动。
We were touched by the numerous of testimonies.
但是我们听这么多，到底神给我们最重要的恩典是什么？
After listening to all these testimonies, what is the greatest blessing we ever received?
这个值得我们来想。
We should meditate in this issue.
圣经说乃曼他是一个元帅。
Stated in the Bible, Naaman is a general, was a general.
他长了麻风。
But he suffered from leprosy.
后来这个一个侍女叫他去见伊丽莎。
A maid suggested him to see a prophet Elijah.
那伊丽莎对他讲很简单，你去约旦河洗礼七洗七次。
And the prophet told him to do a very simple thing, to immerse in the water of River Jordan seven times.
那这个简单到乃曼没有办法相信，他很生气，他就回去了。
Naaman was reluctant to believe, and he wanted to return home in wrath.
但是那个侍女跟他讲, 他叫你洗澡七次, 这也不是很难的事情啊。
But the maid told him that this is a very simple thing, just to simply immerse in the water for 7 times. What's the big deal?
结果他去洗了七次, 麻风就洁净了。
So he went to River Jordan and immersed in the water 7 times, and he was healed.
那个麻风就是预表我们人的罪。
Leprosy prefigures the sins.
那约旦河的洗就代表洗礼。
Washing in the River Jordan also prefigures the water baptism.
所以当主耶稣说有病的人才用得到医生，请问那个病是什么？
Jesus Christ once mentioned about those who are ill will need doctor. What's the meaning of illness or sickness?
那个病就是人的罪。
The sickness refers to the sin of man.
罪的结果就是死。
And the wage of sin is death.
就好像人生病的结果就是死一样。
Just like a person suffering from a fatal disease, and at the end of that is death.
所以诗篇103篇在提到神的爱。
Psalm 103 describes the love of God.
那他列出很多神的爱。
Psalm 103 lists a lot of about love of God.
第二节说，我的心啊，你要称颂神，不可忘记他一切的恩典。
Verse 2 says that, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
接下去他就提到神给我们恩典。
And continuously, the author described the graces and blessings we receive from the Lord.
第三节说，他赦免了一切的罪。第一点就是他赦免了一切的罪。
Firstly, the Lord forgives all our iniquities.
这是神给我们最大的恩典，但是有时候我们常常不会感觉。
This is the greatest blessing received from the Lord, and very often we neglect it.
因为这个罪得赦免，我们才有很多其他连带连下去的恩典会来到。
After a person is cleansed by the Lord, he then will be able to receive other blessings as well.
第八节,
Verse 8.
说神有怜悯有恩典，不轻易发怒，却有丰盛的慈爱。
The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy.
第四节,
Verse 10.
他没有照我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。
He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities.
如果神照我们的罪，一条一条拿出来办，我看我们每一个人受不了。
If the Lord dealt with us according to our sins, and no one else could survive.
所以十二节说，东离西有多远，他叫我们的罪离开我们有多远。
As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
就是神完全的赦免。
So God forgave a person completely.
不但神赦免我们,
Not only so.
十一节,
Verse 11.
天离地何等的高, 祂的慈爱像敬畏祂的人何等的大。
For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him.
天离地到底有多高?
So what is the distance between heaven and earth?
高到你没有办法了解。
No, it's not measurable.
那神的爱像敬畏祂的人也是这么的大。
So great is his mercy toward those who fear him. So the love of the Lord is so wide, so deep, and so high, is beyond our understanding and imagination. Indeed, we should always count the blessings. And to live in a life of thanksgiving.
我们先来看这个例子里面感恩是什么。
So let's take a close look of what thanksgiving is, the items of for us to thank the Lord.
我们看十七章, 路加十七章,
let's return to Luke chapter 17,
15节,
verse 15.
说内中有一个见自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀给神。
Now one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God.
十七节,
17.
耶稣说，那洁净不是十个人吗？九个在哪里呢？
So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9?
主耶稣这个问题其实就是说，那得恩典的不是十个吗？那其他九个在哪里呢？
So the question of Jesus is, were there 10 received the blessings, and where are the 9?
就只有一个真的回来感谢主耶稣。
Only one returned to give glory to God.
所以我们常常就发现哦， 我们也真的是这样，向神求恩典的时候很多。
We always like to ask for graces, for blessings and from the Lord.
但是真的想要好好我来报答神的恩典，这个时候很少。
And how much time we truly want to repay the Lord?
那如果照这个比例是十比一。
If take a look of this case, the ratio is 1 to 10.
那为什么
10%？
为什么对这个十个人哈，为这个九个人这么难回来归荣耀给神
？So what is the reason that making these 9 people so difficult to return to give thanks to the Lord？
那今天也就是说，为什么我们很难过一个感恩的生活？一样理由一样。
In another word, what is the reason that we cannot live in the life of thanksgiving?
我们想想看哦，这个拿麻风病十个都洁净了。
Let's take a look at this case again. Ten of the lepers were healed.
有的人你看多久没有回家？
We can even imagine that some of them may not return home for a long time.
他家有他的父母，有他的妻儿。
He probably had parents, spouse, and children.
有的人可能有田地，多久他没有去看他的田地？
Some people may have land, but they hadn't taken care of the land for a long time.
我来看，有的人有多少好朋友，多少没有看到。
And someone may miss the friends for a long time.
所以麻风病得到医治以后，他要做的事情太多了。
So these people had a lot of things to do once they were cleansed.
所以主耶稣他就忘记了。
They just simply have forgotten Jesus Christ.
但是只有这一个人，他觉得今天他麻风得到医治，这是因为主耶稣。
Only this person, this one person, realized that it was the mercy of the Lord.
所以最重要
that he could be healed.
最重要一件事情要回来归荣耀给主耶稣。
Therefore, to him, the most important thing after he was healed was to return to thank Jesus.
所以感恩是什么？
So what is the actual action of thanksgiving?
感恩就是把神摆在第一位。
Thanksgiving means that to place God in the first position.
在生活中，在我们做决定中，神第一，这个叫做感恩。
In our daily life, we always place God in the first position, no matter what we do.
我们常常从嘴里感谢神，这是好的，但这不够的。
A lot of time in lips, we say that thank God, but still it is insufficient.
就像主耶稣，如果说他爱我们，但是他没有行动，这够吗？
Just like if Jesus keep on saying that he loves us, but he had no action.
如果我们
was this enough?
比方说，如果我们到外面去度假一个礼拜
，For instance, we were on vacation for 1 week, for 1 whole week.
你回来的时候，你有多少 email?
Upon your return, there might be tons of emails for you to check.
你这个 voicemail 里面有几个 message?
You might have a lot of voice messages.
或者说你有多少的信
？Maybe you have to read a lot of mails.
那请问你怎么办？
What are you supposed to do?
那我们就要排啊，最重要的先办。
Then we have to prioritize.
那比较不重要的，大概以后再办，或者根本就不需要办。
To take care of the most important thing, and then we will take care the less important matters.
所以我们如果真的要感谢神哦，要把神摆在第一位。
If we truly want to give thanks to the Lord, we have to place God in the first position.
我记得有一个信徒，他至少向我提起三次。
I remember a member mentioned to me thrice.
其中有两次是在开会中提出来的。
Twice mentioned during the conference.
他说一个月至少要提一次，就三件事情。
He said that at least once a month we have to mention three things.
第一个
，firstly，
要守安息日。
To keep Sabbath.
第二个
，secondly，
要奉献十一卷。
To contribute tithe.
第三个
，thirdly，
要孝敬父母。
Have to show filial piety to the parents.
那我一直在想，为什么这个信徒提了好几次
？I just keep on pondering why this member mentioned several times about these three things have to be done.
从他的生活当中，我可以看到他相当蒙神祝福。
In his daily life, I noticed that he was indeed blessed by the Lord.
他真的有体验。
He truly has experiences.
过一个感恩的生活。
He live in the life of thanksgiving.
那因为他有这个体验了，所以他就很愿意每一个信徒都能够过一个感恩的生活。
Since he had this personal experience, and he also like every body live in the same manner as him.
安息日这是属神的。
Sabbath belongs to the Lord.
应该把神的归给神。
We should dedicate this entire day to the Lord.
那其他六天是属我们的，我们可以尽量努力。
All the other 6 days belongs to us. Then we can work hard.
十块钱前九块钱是我们的。
Just like if you make $10, the $9 belong to you.
当然这是神的恩典。
Of course, it is the blessing of the Lord.
第十块钱这是神的。
But the other $1 belongs to the Lord.
所以应该给神。
So we have to contribute tithe to the Lord.
那如果教会里面哦，大家献十一捐哦，你发现教会财力非常丰富。
If in the church, in the church, if everybody contributes tithe, it will have a very strong financial strength.
那也有人在问啊，是纳税以前还是纳税以后？
Someone raised this question: Should we contribute tithe before tax or after tax?
这个完全是在乎我们的信心。
It is up to your faith.
因为我们奉献十一捐是感恩，不是教会跟我们抽税。
Contribution of tithe is a spontaneous deed. The church never force a person to contribute.
有一次有一个姐妹从台湾来。
Once there is a sister from Taiwan.
她看到教会这个天花板啊。
He noticed the ceiling of the church was damaged and old.
15 years.
This incident happened about 15 years ago.
他就对那个教会传道说，他要拿钱出来修。
He told pastor that he was willing to contribute some money to repair the ceiling.
大概好几万。
Probably it's cost about several thousand dollars.
那后来我才知道那个姐妹哦，她至少献十二捐。
Later I learned that this sister actually contribute 12%.
十二不是十一啊，20%。
哦，十二捐 20%.
因为她住在乡下。
She live in a remote area.
她工作在城市。
But she work in the urban area.
所以他那个会籍要迁到城市，那乡下教会说不可以啊，你会籍要放在这里。
When he decided to relocate to the urban area, but her hometown church told her that you have to keep your status in this church.
那他聚会那个教会
you have to keep your census in this church.
聚会那个教会在城市，那个教会跟他讲，你在这里聚会，十一捐要在这里。
But the church you always attend, which is located in the city area, told him that since you attend the church service in this church, you also have to contribute tithe to this church.
那他的母会说，你会籍在这里啊，所以十一捐在这里。
But the mother church told her that, well, since you know your hometown is in this area, you also have to contribute tithe.
她是一个寡妇。
She was a widow. She's a widow.
神祝福她。
But the Lord bless her.
生意做得相当好。
And he did a very good business.
所以这个感恩哦，就是要把神的东西归给神。
So whatever should belong to the Lord, and we have so it has to be contributed to the Lord.
十一捐、安息日这都是。
So contribution of tithe, keeping Sabbath are all the must.
这样啊，叫做感恩。
So this is one of the ways to show thanksgiving.
每一天呢，应该有一段时间保留给神。
So every day we should schedule a time dedicated to the Lord.
十五分钟、三十分钟都没有关系。
It doesn't matter how long it is, 15 minutes, 30 minutes.
这是我们跟神亲近的时间。
It is a time, it's a period of time for us to communicate with the Lord.
那这样把神摆在第一位，那这个叫感恩。
In that case, we place the Lord in the first position. This is the way how we show thanksgiving.
好，我们看第十五节。
Let's continue to read Luke chapter 17, verse 15.
内中有一个人见自己好，就回来大声归荣耀给神。
Now one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God.
我们可以看到这是一个人回来归荣耀给神。
So one of them returned and with a loud voice glorified God.
十七节说九个人在哪里呢？
But Jesus answered and said, "Where there not ten cleansed, but where are the nine?"
诸位，我们来想想看哈，礼拜六中午是进食比较简单呢，还是吃饭比较简单
？Let's take a look of this. Is it easy to fast during lunchtime, or is it easy to eat during lunchtime?
我们大家都知道啊，吃饭比较简单。
Of course, it's easy to eat.
因为肚子饿啊。
And when the person is starving, you go ahead and eat.
如果哈，你如果看到有一个信徒在会堂里面进食祷告
，If you notice, there's one person, only one person, pray with fasting in the church.
那一定是自动自发的。
Of course, he or she does this spontaneously.
但是如果你看到一群信徒在进食祷告
，When we see a group of people praying in the chapel,
可能有一些是被影响。
Maybe the others are influenced. Maybe some of them are influenced by the others.
哇，大家都禁食了，我不禁食不好意思，好啊，硬着头皮来。
Since some people, other people's fast, and I have to join them.
所以我们可以看到，这一个人做这个决定是不简单的。
So it's not easy for this person making the decision.
但是他的心呢被神感动了，所以这是自动自发的。
His heart was touched by the Lord, so he did it willingly.
所以主耶稣啊传道的时候，有一个妇人哦，抹大拉的玛利亚身上有七个鬼。
When Jesus was preaching, that was a lady, Mary of Magdalene was possessed by seven evil spirits.
啊，结果主耶稣把那鬼赶出去。
And Jesus Christ cast out the demons.
从那一天开始。
Since the day she was healed,
她就跟着主耶稣去传福音。
And Mary followed Jesus Christ to preach.
而且用自己的财物来供给主的需要。
She used her own properties and savings to support Jesus Christ.
是谁叫她这样做呢？
Who told her to do so?
主耶稣也没有叫她。
Jesus Christ never told her to do so.
她为什么这样做呢？
And why did she want to do so?
就是她的心有感恩。
She was touched by the Lord, and she showed her thanksgiving.
所以她就想要做一些事情来报答神给她的恩典。
So she wanted to do something to repay the Lord.
那这一种的服事是非常的美。
This is such a beautiful service.
是非常有力量的。
And it's also very powerful.
所以今天我们在教会里面，我们的奉献跟牺牲都是从感恩的心出。
So our contribution and our sacrifice are resulted by thanksgiving.
那我们就会发现我们的信仰很有力量。
We then notice that our faith will become very powerful.
那如果我们是被勉强，你就发现这个很难过。
If we do things unwillingly or forced to do so, then it will be very, very tough to accomplish. It has become a burden.
所以主耶稣被埋葬第三天，一大早摩大拉玛利亚就赶到坟墓来。
Around the third day after Jesus Christ was buried, Mary the Magdalene was the first person to come to the cemetery.
她为什么会来？
Why she came to the graveyard?
她感谢主。
She wanted to give thanks to the Lord.
她爱主。
And she loved God.
所以她就
she loved the Lord. Therefore she came.
所以感恩就是表示我们在生活中，从你心里面的最深处自己做决定，我要为主做一些事情。
Thanksgiving is your own decision to put into action.
好，第三个。
Thirdly,
感恩是谦卑。
Thanksgiving is an action of humility.
好，我们现在看十二节。
Let's read Luke chapter 17, verse 12.
路加十七章十二。
Luke chapter 17, verse 12.
这里说十个长大麻风的远远的站着。
Ten men who were lepers who stood afar off.
然后我们再看看十六节。
Let's read verse 16.
这里说有一个人回来就俯伏在耶稣的脚前感谢他。
And this man fell down on his face at his feet, give him thanks.
当他们来求恩典的时候是远远是站着。
When they came asking for the mercy of the Lord, they stood afar off. They stood in the distance.
但是当他们来感谢主耶稣的时候，是趴在地上。
But when this man came to give thanks to the Lord, he fell down on his face at Jesus' feet.
那这个有什么不同？
What are the differences?
趴在地上就代表我不配，你很伟大。
When he flattered himself on the ground, meaning that he was unworthy, and the Lord is so great.
就是表示谦卑。
This is an action of humility.
一个人如果真的很感恩，一定很谦卑。
If a person is truly very thankful, he is a humble person.
因为如果他懂得感恩，他知道我所有的一切都是神给我的。
He knows if he shows his thanksgiving, he will realize that everything he owns belongs to the Lord.
所以就会谦卑。
And he will be very humble.
我们看哥林多前书第四章。
Let's refer to the first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 4.
第七节。
Verse 7.
哥林多前书第四章第七节。
First Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 7.
使你们与人不同的是谁呢？你们有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受的，为何自夸仿佛不是领受的呢？
For who makes you different from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you did indeed receive it, why do you glory as if you had not received it?
这里在讲说，使你们与人不同的是谁呢？
And who makes you differ from another?
人为什么会骄傲？
Why the person is so proud?
因为我有，你没有。
Because he feel proud of what he owns or what he possesses.
所以我就会骄傲。
So he becomes very stuck up, very proud.
但是现在问题，圣经说，那使我们跟别人不同的是谁呢？
And so the Bible says, for who makes you differ from another?
当然是神。
Of course, God.
那下面一个问题。
Then the next question.
你们有什么不是领受的呢？
And what do you have that you did not receive?
生命是从神领受的。
Life is given by the Lord.
能力是从神领受的。
And power is also given by the Lord.
机会是神从神领受的。
Opportunity is given by the Lord.
那如果都是从神领受的。
If everything is given by the Lord.
下面一个问题说，那为什么自夸呢？
Then the third question. Now, if you did indeed receive it, why do you glory as if you had not received it?
所以如果人真的感恩，
if a person truly shows his thanksgiving,
会很谦卑。
And he is a very, very humble person.
因为能够使我跟别人不同，这是神给我的。
Only God makes me differ from the others.
所以我不是要夸自己，我是要感谢神。
So we should not show off ourselves. Instead, we should give thanks to the Lord.
所以感恩有三个特色。
So there are three characteristics of thanksgiving.
第一个。
Firstly,
把神摆在第一位。
And place God in the first position.
第二个。
Secondly,
自动自发。
And we do everything willingly or spontaneously.
第三个。
Thirdly,
谦卑。
And is a humble person, to be a humble person.
这三个特色我们叫做感恩的人。
And with these two characteristics, then he is called a person of thanksgiving.
那感恩到底会带给我们什么好处？
And what kind of benefits do we receive?
好，我们看十七章。
Let's return to Luke chapter 17 again.
路加福音十七章。
Luke chapter 17.
十二节。
Verse 12.
说这十个长大麻风的远远的站着。
It says here that the ten men who were lepers, who stood afar off.
但是十六节。
But in verse 16,
说又俯伏在耶稣的脚前感谢他。
And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks.
我们就发现距离不同了。
So there is there's a difference in distance.
当他来感恩的时候是趴在耶稣的脚前。
When this person came to glorify the Lord, he fell down on his feet at Jesus, his face at Jesus' feet.
本来是站得很远的。
Originally, he stood far off.
所以感恩能够使我们跟神更亲近。
If a person shows his thanksgiving, he will be so close to the Lord.
希伯来书里面说感恩是一种灵祭。
The Epistle of Hebrews says that thanksgiving is a spiritual sacrifice, spiritual offering.
这是神所悦纳的灵祭。
It is acceptable by the Lord. It's accepted by the Lord.
我们看十二章，希伯来书十二章。
Let's refer to Hebrews. Chapter 12.
28.
Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear.
所以这里告诉我们呢，用感恩的心来侍奉神，这是神所喜悦的。
And the Bible says, let us have grace by which we may serve God.
那在后面里面也在提到感恩。
The latter part of this epistle also mentioned about thanksgiving.
13章16节。
Let's read chapter 13, verse 6.
只是不可忘记行善和捐出的是这样的祭，也是神所喜悦的。 这个16节跟15节是连在一起的。
Verse 15 of chapter 13. Therefore, by him, let us continue to offer the sacrifice of praise to the Lord, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name.
这里说以颂赞为祭献给神。
And the sacrifice of praise to God.
所以这个感恩、感谢、赞美，这都是灵祭。
So thanksgiving is also a spiritual sacrifice.
那我们今天来到神的面前，你不需要带牛羊来，就是带着一个感恩的生活来到神面前，就是在献祭。
When we come to the Lord, we don't have to follow the Old Testament practice of bringing calves or sheep. We just come to the Lord to pray.
那神就很喜欢了。
And it will please him.
看我们过一个很感恩的生活，神就很喜悦。
If the Lord sees that we live in a life of thanksgiving, he will indeed be pleased.
那神一喜悦，我们距离就近了。
If the Lord if the Lord is pleased, then we are close to him.
我们体验就会增加。
And we have more experiences.
那以色列百姓一埋怨，一埋怨距离就远了。
Just like the Israelites, when they started to grumble and complain, and they then they caused a distance between God and them. Those who are 20s and above collapse and die in the wilderness.
我们再看17章, 路加17章,
let's return to Luke chapter 17, verse 19. And he said to him, Arise, go your way, your faith has made you well.
这一节这个你的信救了你，有两个解释。
Your faith has made you well, has two explanations.
第一个是肉体的，第二个是灵性。
The first explanation is physical, the second one is spiritual.
那10个长大麻风的来找主耶稣，肉体得医治了。
The ten came to look for Jesus Christ, and they were all healed.
但是这一个回来感恩,
but this person, this only person came back to give thanks to the Lord.
他是真正得救的，他的灵魂也可以得救。
Spiritually, his spiritual life was also saved.
你看教会里面啊，很多人在我们这里就叫也得胜，也神迹奇事，看异象，得到很多神的恩典。
Many people who are in the church saw the visions and they were healed and have a lot of experiences. If they truly live in a life of thanksgiving, and they will still remain in the church. And that and the soul will also be saved in the latter day. But if a person who received the blessing of the Lord, but no longer in the church.
很可惜, 将来能不能得救, 这有问题。
And whether he can be saved at the end time is questionable.
所以神给我们的恩典就是要吸引我们, 让我们懂得感恩, 将来能够得到更大的恩典。
So we receive the Lord, the blessing and grace from the Lord, we should be thanksgiving. So in the last day, we can be saved.
感恩的生活有两个好处。
So live in the life of thanksgiving has two benefits.
第一个,
firstly, we are closely related to the Lord.
第二个,
secondly,
我们有更大的救恩,
and we have the greater salvation, a blessing,
将来天国的救恩,
which is the salvation of heavenly kingdom. Let's sing him.
91首,
91.